Hello and welcome to the Friday, January 25th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got an interesting vulnerability in Barracuda appliances to start off with. Barracuda makes a number of different security appliances, probably they're most known for their spam filters, but they also make load balancers and VPNs, for example. Now, it turns out that these devices do have some undocumented operating system accounts that can be used to log into the device remotely via SSH. This problem was reported by SecConsult, and SecConsult was in contact with Barracuda Networks. Today, Barracuda Networks came out with an update, Security Definitions 205. Once you apply that, you should be okay. If you don't apply the update, then probably the most likely vector how someone would attack this is via SSH. Now, by default, these appliances do appear to have IP tables rules set up that will block access from most networks, but most notably, they keep some networks open like 192.168.200 and 192.168.10. So if an attacker has a foothold in one of these local networks, then they could escalate that to access the device. The passwords have not been published as far as I know. However, according to SecConsult, they're not that hard to reverse at least some of these passwords once you get a hold of the shadow file of one of these devices. And while we're talking about problems with security software, looks like some users of Microsoft Security Essentials have problems updating their signatures. The problem apparently started happening on January 19th, and since then, the affected systems were not able to update signatures. The workaround appears to be to download the complete signature set from Microsoft's malware protection center. That's about a 70 megabyte download. Install it as an administrator and then you should be all set. So kind of looks like a corrupt signature file is causing this particular problem. The next story is a little bit outside of our usual range of topics, but I think it's still relevant as it shows how attackers may be able to piece together information from different sources. In this case, it's about the Genome Project. In the past, individuals have donated genetic material to research projects to be analyzed under the assumption that the donation was anonymous. Well, since then, the analysis of genomes has immensely accelerated, and as a result, you now have many individuals who have their DNA sequenced, and some of these databases are public and, well, are by design public. So really, the people who do participate in these newer databases agree to have their data made public. The problem here is that by knowing some individuals' data, you can now derive based on pattern matches in the DNA, who the donors to the anonymous project are related to. So for example, you have a parent that is donating anonymously, but then you have the kids of this particular individual publicize their DNA. So now you can derive that the anonymous donor was actually the parent of these kids. In cybersecurity, of course, we frequently run into the same problem when we're trying to anonymize data. It's always really tricky, for example, to create an anonymous packet trace, or, for example, in the case of DShield or United Storm Center database, to ensure with some certainty that the sensors that we have are not detectable. Of course, they are. You could send specific packets to them in order to identify them then as that data shows up in our public database. One trick we kind of apply to protect ourselves from this, or at least make it harder for this to actually work, is to add noise to the data. Very don't really publish all individual reports. So, for example, if one sensor is getting hit by one source at one particular port, that we don't necessarily publish that data. And looks like Sony's problems with the PlayStation Network hack aren't quite over yet. Sony just got fined £250,000 in England for not adequately securing user data. However, I believe that £250,000 doesn't necessarily make a big difference given the overall damage done by this intrusion. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.